Blog Talk Radio.
This is the EWN Radio Network.
Well, maybe that intro doesn't want to play this morning. Welcome to another exciting episode of Thriving Entrepreneur. This is Steve, and in spite of our technical difficulties that we have had this morning, we are excited to be joined with you again today, and we just thank you for taking time to invest.
Welcome to Thriving Entrepreneur with your host, Steve Kidd, third-generation minister and business coach. Join Steve and his guests to get answers to your questions and help break through to the next level in your business.
I love technology. I love it when it works, and I love laughing at it when it doesn't. Again, thanks for joining Thriving Entrepreneur. I want to give a shout out to our sponsor, the VTech 4-line small business phone system. If you haven't checked it out yet, I urge you, go check this thing out. I'm looking at it right now here on my desk with its cute little antennas that allow you to connect wirelessly all over the whole house. It has the new standard for wireless technology, which is called DECT 6.0. For those of you that are even a bigger geek than I am and know why that's what you want. It really has all the functions that you really, really want in a small business phone system. Whether you have one phone on your desk or you have an entire office full of phones, this is the system that will give you the ability to be where you are and grow to where you're going. So let's talk today about video. I love video. There's a statistic that our good friend Sandra Yancey is always quoting from Foster's research that says that a one-minute video is the equivalent of 1.2 million words. Now, rather than taking the time this morning to see how long it would take any of us to even speak 1.2 million words, imagine how long it would take you to type 1.2 million words and how many blog posts that would be. Obviously, you're not going to put that in one Facebook post. Think of how many tweets that would be, you know, at 144 characters, which is going to be, you know, usually about 20 to 30 words. Imagine how many tweets you can get out of 1.2 million words. Think about those kind of statistics, because video is the most impactful way to get your message out to the world and really tell people what you're saying. So I love video, but I'm not the expert at it. But fortunately, I have for you today a new friend of mine. His name is Brandon Lucero, and Brandon is an expert at creating YouTube videos for businesses that are impactful. So I'd like you to join with me in welcoming Brandon Lucero. Good morning, Brandon.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
I appreciate you being here and dealing with all of our fun technical snafus we've had this morning.
No, no problem. Being in the world of video, I completely understand. We run into those things all the time.
Yeah. So, I got a little bit of an inside scoop on you from our mutual friend, Lewis, but tell us more about yourself and how you even discovered the use of video.
Well, I guess if we were going to start from the beginning, it kind of started once I left college, and I started working for a low-end video production company. And when I say low-end, like, we were doing high volume, but very just generic stock footage, mundane videos that you could just, like, pump out in high volume. And that's kind of where I got introduced to the whole video thing. But right around the time of when I was leaving there, video started coming up into the search results. Like, Google started posting YouTube videos and things in the search results. And so one of the biggest problems we had when we worked with a video production company was that people would get their videos. They would put them up onto their sites or yellow page sites. Our customers were a lot of like directory type sites. And really there was no traction. The videos just weren't getting seen and the videos were not bringing in customers. It was nice having a video, but if the video is not being seen by anyone, really doesn't do you any good. And so one of the things we started looking into is, like, how do we get those videos ranked? How are people getting their videos come up in the search results? what do they need to be doing? What do we need to be doing to offer that as a service? Right around that time, the company was just kind of like looking into it. They weren't really interested in it. And business actually started going really bad at the company I was working for. And so after a while of business being bad, paychecks being late and things like that, I just decided to leave. And I figured, I could probably figure it out myself. And what I thought would be a very quick transition into running my own business ended up being like a 2 to 3 year struggle. and I slowly, obviously just kind of figured it out as I went along testing things. And at the time, I was also kind of dipping my toes into SEO with websites and stuff. And I just kind of applied that same stuff to video. And it just worked. Like, videos are getting ranked. They're getting seen. And then we started playing around with different video formulas. Like, how do we get videos to convert? How do we drive in traffic using videos? How do we do this? And really, that 2 to 3 year struggle was kind of necessary, because that 2 to 3 year struggle was really 2 to 3 years of testing, tweaking, trying things. And there wasn't really a lot of money coming in, but there was a lot of education. And once we started figuring out, oh, my gosh, this is how we do it, then things really started to pick up from there.
All right. So, you went through the fire, as it were, for the learning process. And then what would you say was the turning point that, you started actually seeing some success financially as well as traffic-wise with the videos?
I think for me it was more of just a confidence type issue. It was confidence, and it was also just getting my ego in check. I think I kind of thought I could do this all myself or by myself. I thought I could do it all on my own. And it wasn't until I actually seeked out help from other people, let other people help me, got some mentors and stuff like that, because I had the product. I had the service. I could do it, no problem, and for other businesses. But when it came to me, I just thought I knew it all, and I was actually just getting into my own way. And once I kind of got that confidence issue, realized I don't know what I'm doing as far as, like, bringing in the sales and the customers. I think the biggest learning curve for me was that the driving force to your business is sales and marketing. And if you're not going to focus your time on sales and marketing, there's no income coming in. Without income coming in, you don't have a business. And so for me, I was getting, clients here, a client there, but there was not like an actual system and process of sales coming in and a scalable system. And so once I kind of got out of my own way, started implementing marketing services, or marketing plan, a sales plan, that's when things really started to progress for me. And again, it wasn't until I started reaching out to mentors who kind of guided me down the path. And the other thing, too, is my prices when I started out were just way too low. And so I left the company that did low-end production and with no marketing of the videos, and I started charging the same prices for my clients because that's all I knew. And then once I looked at, the videos that I'm doing are way higher quality than what I used to do, and I'm adding the marketing services side into it, and so I need to be charging more. So once I started, I almost 10 times my prices. And so once I put my prices higher and charged based off the value I was bringing, and put in a sales and marketing process, that's when things for me really started to take off.
It's amazing some of the things that you said in there, matter-of-factly, that we all tend to fight against, like, for example, getting a mentor. We all tend to get to that place where we've either feel like we've gotten enough training, or we're tired of training, or what have you. And it's important for us to have coaches, mentors, people in our lives that are a couple steps ahead of us that can tell us and can look from the outside. And secondly, you talked about having systems. I have some great friends that are just systems people. They just talk systems all the time. And although that's not what I coach on, I appreciate it. I love the systems people, because somebody that can come in and say, you do step 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and then it just works like that. For me, it's like, when it's been raining all day and the skies open up and you have this bright blue sunshine,
Yep.
The sunshine isn't blue, but you know what I mean?
right. Gotcha.
So
yeah, I mean, that was exactly the thing I kind of went through. Is just I was almost running around with a chicken with its head cut off, just like there was no system, there was no process, there was just like, oh, okay, I need some money, so I'm going to go try to find a client. Okay, I got a client, and then a week would go by, and it's like, oh my gosh, why don't I have more clients? I need to go find a client. And it was just like, there was just no system and steps to anything I was doing. And so once we systemized everything, it was like exactly like you said, like it was just raining, and the sunshine came through, and it's like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. So I know exactly what you're talking about.
Oh, and it's so true. You know, I used to, way back in the day, be a musician, and I think a lot of us as business people adopt what I call, musician syndrome. Now, for those of you that have never been in the music industry, you won't understand this, but let me draw you a picture. The typical musician who has not made it, in other words, you know, we're not talking about Eddie Van Halen or Steve Tyler or somebody, you know, that we all know, but I'm talking about a guy who, literally is a garage band and maybe plays in some local clubs. There are two stages to being a musician. There is my guitar's in hock, and I'm working a job to make enough money to get my guitar out of hock. And then there is the, I get my guitar out of hock and I immediately quit the job so that I can go back to being a musician. I think a lot of us treat our business that way. You know, we get a really great sale in it, so now we've got all kinds of money. And so instead of keeping the process rolling, we, we just, go out to eat and, have fun with our wife and kids, and then, next thing you know, there's no money again.
Yep.
And then we got to get back to work.
Yep.
So, I think we all need to learn that consistency is what really drives us to that next level.
Right. Exactly.
So what we're going to talk about when we come back from this break, we want to talk, really get into the nitty gritty of it. Why does video work? So I'm going to have everybody think about, have you done a video? Has it worked for you? And what's worked for you? And then Brandon's going to give us some insider secrets in why this whole YouTube thing is such a craze. Not just, hey, everybody loves watching cute cat videos and little babies, but why does it work for your business? So be thinking about that. In fact, hashtag why video into your tweet that you're going to do during this commercial, and then we will be right back.
I'm looking for a certain kind of woman, and I think you know her. She's an entrepreneur that is highly connected, successful, significant in her own industry, and considered the go-to woman in her community. She's received so much from so many women in business, she's ready to give back to others on their journey, lifting as she climbs. Hi, this is Sandra Yancey, and I'm the founder and CEO of eWomen Network. I'm looking to connect with the woman I've just described who lives in your community so that we might have a conversation about how eWomen Network's proven success system can provide her a platform to elevate her success and ability to support women in business. Our international community of managing directors are influencing the speed of success for women in business around the world. If that sounds like something that you want to be part of or know someone we should talk with, send an email to managingdirector@ewomennetwork.com. That's managingdirector@ewomennetwork.com, and let's start the conversation.
Are you ready to be a celebrity expert in your field? Are you your own best-kept secret? Do you have talents you want to share with the world? Are you ready to be seen as an authority? Do you have a message you need to share with the world? You know to your core you can help people if you could just reach them. Kathy and I want to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. Are you ready for this? How would you like to be recognized on top media outlets? What would becoming an Amazon bestseller do for your business? How many people could you inspire? And it doesn't take a lifetime. It doesn't take years. It doesn't take months. In fact, in just 60 minutes, you will become a celebrity expert in your field. In 30 days, you will be a best-selling author, and you will be seen on NBC, CBS, ABC,
CNN, Fox, and the Wall Street Journal. How does this work? Will you be interviewed on our show, Thriving Entrepreneur, which will then be broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, and many others, as well as promoted to a network that has a database of over 500,000 people. Your expert interview will be published in your very own book, which is guaranteed to hit best-selling author status on Amazon. Your name and the book title will appear in major media outlets, including ABC, NBC, Fox, CNN. We can guarantee that. Plus, as a bonus, you'll get a custom social media package to promote your book and an MP3 of your interview with 5 key tips on how you can repurpose the content for marketing and sales. Don't be the best kept secret. Get ready to play an A game and be the authority in your field. Go to WeHelpYouThrive.com and click on the authority package to get yours.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
Hi, this is Steve, and I'm here with Brandon Lucero, and we are talking to you today about getting traffic to your website through the use of video. Now, there are those of you out there who, you love YouTube, you're really into video, and there are those of you that have heard about it. I mean, there may be a few people that are still like, what's this whole video thing? But I think most people have heard about it now, but there are some of you that are still out there fighting it. I don't know why, but maybe we can get to the root cause of that a little bit today. But let's talk in some detail about it. Brandon, why does YouTube video work to drive traffic to our business? I mean, I get the whole thing about, cute cats or people's babies or, funniest home videos or things like that. But why does it work for our business?
Well, I mean, we could talk about, and I hate talking about statistics and stuff like that, but the one I think that is really powerful is that there's over 4 billion daily video views happen on YouTube, every day, obviously daily video views. But that's a lot of freaking people. But here's the thing. People are only going on YouTube, at least our customers are going on to YouTube if they have problems. So what we're trying to do and what we're trying to tap into is not the people that are trying to find funny videos and be entertained and watch music videos and stuff, but what we're trying to do is tap into the people that are searching things like how to do this, how to do that, trying to find more information, the people that have problems. We're trying to tap into that because our customers are already there. I guarantee you, no matter what business you're in, your customers are already on YouTube looking up information, trying to figure out problems, trying to figure out different things going on in their life. Whether it be trying to find a local business in their area, like when I need a local business in my area, I'm going to Google and I'm typing in searches. I'm going to YouTube and looking up if they have any videos. I'm looking up reviews. I'm doing all of that stuff. YouTube allows us to tap into those searches. Now, if you own an online business, I guarantee you people that are trying to buy or will buy your products and services are going into Google and going into YouTube looking up information. So I would say for me, having an online business, the most profitable YouTube videos I have on YouTube right now are how-to videos. And one of the reasons why is because if someone is looking up things like how to get more views on YouTube, I know they have a problem. They have a problem with getting more views on YouTube. So that's one of the things I take care of. My services and products take care of that. So when someone's searching that, I already know what their problem is. I already know what they're struggling with, which is like marketing gold. Like you don't get that opportunity very often when someone is actively telling you, hey, I'm struggling with this. Your product and service take care of that, right? Like that just doesn't happen, but it happens on YouTube on a daily basis. So what we do is we just design videos to funnel all those people to us, to our websites, to our sales funnels, our opt-in pages, wherever it is we want them to go. And to me, that's the most powerful thing is one, your customer's already there. Two, they're basically telling you what their problems are, and it's like impossible not to make money when you have people coming to you that have problems that your products and services solve on a daily basis. So I would say that's probably the most powerful reason why you need to be on YouTube right now.
So which is the cart and which is the horse? Is it I go to YouTube to find out what my customers are asking how to do, or do I make a how-to and hope that people are looking for that? Which approach do you take to it?
So I would say the first one, I call them profitable topics. Like what we want to do is find the profitable topics, meaning we're finding the keywords that people are searching for, and we make videos on those topics. So, you know, video is not as easy as doing a Facebook post. Like, you know, you have to actually make a video. Video doesn't have to be hard. It doesn't have to be technical, but it's going to take longer than just typing a Facebook post and you know, calling it a day. So when we are going to put the effort in to make a video, we want to make sure that it's a topic that's going to bring us money. We're going to see, an ROI on our time invested in the video. So what we do is we use a tool called the Google Keyword Planner tool, and you just go in there and you just start typing in keywords, and they will actually tell you how many searches are happening in Google on a monthly basis. So you start finding these keywords, and for me, since I'm in the video marketing niche, I would be looking up things like video marketing, how to rank videos, how to get more views on YouTube, things like that. Now, don't get so set in finding things that are specific to your niche. Like, for example, me, I obviously do video marketing, but my target market, my customer is going to be a small business owner. That's usually who buys my products and services. So I really have to look at what terms are they going to be searching. So they may search things like how to set up a Facebook business page. Now, I don't do Facebook. I don't do Facebook marketing. I don't do anything like that. But I will create a video on how to create a Facebook page because I know that person searching that term is going to be someone I want as a customer. And so don't get so hung up on just doing stuff for your niche. You really have to look at who's your customer, what are they looking up, and then what kind of video can you create that's going to provide value and then get them this transition over to a customer. Does that make sense?
It does. In fact, when I was at conference down in Dallas here just the first part of August, I found that the number one question that I answered for people ended up being having that focus on your target market. The more you can identify who your customer is, then you can begin to see all the other things, because your customer, wears clothes, they eat food, they have toilets that clog. All of those kind of things are things that your customer has in their life. And maybe, not always, but, you know, maybe some of the kind of questions that you can answer for them to bring them into your world.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And it doesn't always have to be how-to videos also. Like if you own a physical product, you know, you could do product reviews. And so if people are about looking at different, remote controls or something, you could do a product review on remote controls. And if one of the ones you review is your product, funnel them back to your website. And, you know, if you're a local business, you could actually just talk about your services in the video and you don't really have to educate. I think the trick with YouTube is really looking at, like, what are the profitable topics? Why is someone searching that? What kind of video can I provide that's going to fulfill that need? So if someone's searching, you know, Los Angeles plumber, it's because they need a plumber. They don't want to be educated on, like, how to unclog a toilet or something like that. It's in that situation, it's okay to just create a regular sales video talking about how they're going to benefit by using your services. Now, if someone's searching how to get more views on YouTube, they're not ready to buy. They're not ready to buy anything. So a sales video in that case wouldn't work. In that case, a how-to video would be perfect. And I would say for me in my business, the how-to videos are the most profitable because those are usually the things that people are looking for. I think a lot of people nowadays try to do a lot of stuff themselves and before hiring someone. So for me, the how-to videos are extremely, extremely profitable. So you really have to just find those profitable topics, decide why are they searching, and then what video can I create that fulfills that need, and then how do I end that video so I get the result I want. And that's kind of the process we go through.
So again, with video, we need to begin with the end in mind. What action do we want the person to take? to just create a video, you know, you just turn on the camera and start talking and hope you get to somewhere would be kind of like jumping in the car and just driving and hope that you end up at the destination. First of all, if you don't know what where you're going to begin with, how are you going to know if you got there?
Exactly.
And so it's really important that you know what your intent is before you dive into doing it. It doesn't have to be, you know, a studio production. You don't have to sit down and fade in, lights turn on, you know,
right.
kind of thing. But, you know, but you do need to know, I want to tell these people X, and this is what I want them to be able to do. So in the case of a how-to video, you would be talking about, you know, if a person has, you know, a garbage disposal that is clogged, what they want to do at the end of that video is have a garbage disposal that's unclogged. And
right.
then it's a matter of how do I get them from clogged to unclogged? And poof, there you go. That's kind of the concept of your video. So let's talk just a little insider secrets here. What impact do you think YouTube videos specifically has given that Google owns YouTube?
Well, I think the search results are like the biggest thing because YouTube videos can come up in the Google search results, and I don't think that's ever going to really go away because it's driving traffic into YouTube, which is generating more money for Google and YouTube. So that's, I think, the biggest thing. And Forrester Research has already come out and said that videos rank 50 times easier than a website. So we're at the point now where if you create the right kind of video for the searches being done, over time, your videos will start to creep up. I think the problem is a lot of people don't go through the steps that you need to determine what video to create and things like that. You have to understand Google and YouTube, they just want the best search results coming up. So if you give them the best search results, you're going to get ranked. And so what they do is they'll monitor what keywords are being searched, what results people are landing on. If it's a video, do people respond well to the video? Are they watching it all the way through? Are they clicking the like button, leaving comments? And so if someone's searching things like how to get more views on YouTube, finds my video, lands on it, watches the entire thing, leaves a comment, hits the like button, YouTube goes, this is a really good search result for that term. It needs to be ranked high. And so we start creating these videos that cater to the searches being done. And then, of course, these videos are also designed to funnel people to our opt-in pages, our sales funnels, our website, call our phone numbers. So what's happening is now our videos are getting seen on a daily basis by people who are struggling with something our products and services take care of. And we've seen up to about 45% click-through rates on the videos. Like 45% of the people that land on the video, see the call to action, will actually follow whatever we tell them to do. Like that, it's just insane. You're never going to get a 45% click-through rate on anything out there. So the other beautiful thing of this is that it's always there. Like if you do a Facebook post right now, you do a Facebook post and it's going to go out there, and then it's going to go down the news feed and eventually disappear. A video does not do that. With YouTube, if you do it right, the video starts climbing up the search results and stays there. And so it's being seen. Like I hate using the word autopilot, but that's pretty much what it is. Like you do enough videos, they're getting seen on a daily basis by people who would benefit from your products and services. It's a very powerful thing, and it just does not go away. And it's free. YouTube doesn't charge you to put any videos on their site. So I would say that to me, the search alone is like the most powerful thing.
So imagine if today you could go out and hire a salesperson to work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, never sleep, never take breaks, never need a lunch break, none of those things. They would just work and work and work and work to drive sales to your company and put money in your pocket. And then on top of that, that salesperson would request no commission from you, nothing. Just, you know, they don't even want to live in your living room. You know, I mean, they do it for you for free. That's the kind of power that we're talking about here with this. So I encourage all of you, pop over real quick to YouTube during the commercial break. You can listen while you're looking at things. Now, if you're driving down the road, don't text while driving. okay? But for the rest of you, pop over to YouTube and check it out a little bit if you haven't really dug into it during this commercial break. And then we'll come back with some really great, more insightful tips for you when we come back after this break. Next, I'd like to talk to you about VTech. You know, you guys ought to know by now that I love this phone. I absolutely love the VTech 4-line small business phone system. This phone works. I mean, that's really the bottom line of it. If you are a small business and you want to sound like a professional business, this phone, they've sat down and they said, what are the things that a big business would have that we'd like to offer to the small businesses so that you can have extensions and different phone lines ringing in. You can actually even have the auto attendant so that there can be a voice that comes on and says, thank you for calling our company. We really appreciate your time to speak to the sales department. Press one, you know, and so on, kind of things like that. I urge you, check out the VTech 4-line small business phone system.
Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. One of my mottos for business owners is, you can't do it alone. Whether you're in the startup stage of your business or you're scaling, you can't grow without relationships to provide support, wisdom, and new customers. eWomen Network is your home to connect with other women entrepreneurs who've been where you are or are experiencing the same challenges. We have chapters across the U.S. and Canada that have monthly events featuring our trademarked process called accelerated networking to ensure you get the contacts, resources, and leads you need to grow your business. And once you become a member, you get many benefits, including 2 one-on-one coaching sessions, unlimited access to our membership database, your own personal profile page, and discounts on products and services with our business partners such as UPS and American Express Open. Join the eWomen Network community and let us help you live your dream. For details, visit eWomen Network.
Are you ready to be a celebrity expert in your field? Are you your own best-kept secret? Do you have talents you want to share with the world? Are you ready to be seen as an authority? Do you have a message you need to share with the world? You know to your core you can help people if you could just reach them. Kathy and I want to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. Are you ready for this? How would you like to be recognized on top media outlets? What would becoming an Amazon bestseller do for your business? How many people could you inspire? And it doesn't take a lifetime. It doesn't take years. It doesn't take months. In fact, in just 60 minutes, you will become a celebrity expert in your field. In 30 days, you will be a best-selling author, and you will be seen on NBC, CBS, ABC, CNN, Fox, and the Wall Street Journal. How does this work? Will you be interviewed on our show, Thriving Entrepreneur, which will then be broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, and many others, as well as promoted to a network that has a database of over 500,000 people. Your expert interview will be published in your very own book, which is guaranteed to hit best-selling author status on Amazon. Your name and the book title will appear in major media outlets, including ABC, NBC, Fox, CNN. We can guarantee that. Plus, as a bonus, you'll get a custom social media package to promote your book and an MP3 of your interview with 5 key tips on how you can repurpose the content for marketing and sales. Don't be the best kept secret. Get ready to play an A game and be the authority in your field. Go to WeHelpYouThrive.com and click on the authority package to get yours today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
Hi, this is Steve, and I'm here with Brandon Lucero. And yes, we were talking through the entire commercial about video. So, you know, I'm excited about this topic. And Brandon, I really appreciate you spending the time with us and sharing your insights into it. You know, let's just kind of dive right into the middle of the conversation that nobody else got to hear but you and I. You know, the use of what you already have to begin to create videos. You know, so there are some people that have, you know, in my case, it's the radio show. But for other people, it might be like, you know, a tweet that got retweeted immensely or a blog post that they've done that, you know, is the one that really impacts people. Wouldn't you say that that's maybe one of the first places a person could or should start when they're looking at what kind of videos they can make to begin with?
Totally, yeah. I think repurposing content is a great place to start because the content's already there. You just got to put it into a video format. And I heard you mention a couple things, but the one that really stuck out to me is the blog post. And, you know, because with us, when we do a blog post, we do a video with every single blog post, every time. And there's a couple reasons why. I think video is a great tool to drive traffic to your blog. And so one of the, you know, I'll give you guys one little tip here, something that we do that works really well is we write a blog post on a certain topic, right? And so just like with video, we want to make sure those are topics our audience wants. And so when you put it on your website, unless you have a ton of people going to your website, it's probably not going to get read a lot. But YouTube, there's already an audience on YouTube. So if I did a blog post on like the top five ways of doing X, Y, and Z, that was my blog post, I would actually create a YouTube video on the top three ways of doing X, Y, and Z. Same topic, same everything. But at the end of my video, I would say, hey, guys, if you loved these three tips on doing X, Y, and Z, we have two more bonus tips for you over at our website. Go check it out. And so what happens is when you start doing that, you can actually funnel people to your blog, reading your blog post on an everyday basis, like you're just going over and over and over again. But, yeah, and that's how I would repurpose the blog post. But like you said, if you have a podcast, if you have a radio show, if you have something like some kind of audio, just take out like the really key nuggets of that radio show, of that blog post, format it into a video, and as long as those 3-minute segments take care of the problems people are having, it takes care of the searches that people are doing on a daily basis over at YouTube, you're going to see some traction from it. And so the audio is already there, and like we mentioned before, you could just overlay some photos, some slides, some information, video of yourself, or you know, whatever you want, and there you go. Like it's half the work's already done for you.
And, you know, I mean, if you think about all of the things that are already in your world, I think about this weekend. Kathy and I spent this whole weekend. We've been putting together a new package that we're getting ready to unleash onto the world. And I loved that tip that you said about taking like out of a 6-point thing, making 3 of them into a video and then encouraging them that, you know, they can get more of the information on your website,
yeah.
Or if they join XYZ package, they can get that kind of info. That's a great idea. I like that.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's really the trick to YouTube. Like, it's great to create these good, informative, value-adding videos, but that's how we transition from the video over to sales and traffic and leads, is by offering more value or something else to them at the end of the video. So if I did, you know, the top 5 ways of getting more views on YouTube, I would go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and then I would say, hey, if you love this information, step number 5 was actually our best step, and if you want more information on how to do it, click here for a free training video. So we always offer relatable extra value at the end of our videos that they have to get on our website, they have to get, you know, by opting in or whatever our end goal is. And so that's really the key, is like offering value on the video, offering more relatable value off of the video, and then that's why we're seeing 45% conversion rates, because we offer the exact same or more in-depth information on the exact same topic that they're already struggling with. So we're further taking care of their problems. And it's the same thing with local businesses too. Like if you own a local business, you do a quick 30-second video talking about how they're going to benefit by using you, and then you can offer a new customer discount or something like that. Like just make it a no-brainer. If they're searching Los Angeles plumber, it's because they have a problem. If they search that, land on your video, and they're like, oh my gosh, this is the person I need. They're going to take care of my problem. And then you offer like a 10% new customer discount on top of it that no one else is offering. It's a no-brainer. They're going to go to you. And so that's kind of the trick to YouTube, is offering great value, taking care of the problem in the video, and offering more of that great value off of the video. And that's when we start seeing huge results.
And speaking of a how-to video, that is the solution to the number one probably problem that most people have with everything to do with their online presence, whether it be Twitter, Facebook, their website, their videos, is that call to action. The call to action does not have to be a sales pitch. It doesn't have to be, I've got to end every single post that I do, every single video that I do with a go buy my stuff. But it does need to give them another action to take. You know, YouTube's going to do that for you if you don't do it yourself. But what YouTube's going to do is they're going to put up a video of whatever, you know. And
competitors.
Yeah. And people are going to click on it. So you have that, like Brandon was saying earlier, you've got that 30-second video that says, hey, I'm the best, and here's all of my experience and that. And then you don't give them a reason to just call you right now. YouTube's going to pop up. Here's a few more people that also do plumbing in Los Angeles. Maybe you want to, you know, see their competition. And so you really need to give them an action that's easy for them to take right then and there.
Yeah. Do you want to talk about call to actions real quick? Because I have a really simple formula you can use for your call to actions. Works really well. So, okay, so one of the things we do, especially with our how-to videos, is our YouTube video is just a very concise, to-the-point value-adding video. We're not going on and on. It's just like, here's step. And it's more like what to do. Like, here's step one, here's step two, step three. So what we do is as soon as we're done with step three, we recap in like 5 seconds what we just taught them. Okay, guys, that's how you do X, Y, and Z. Those are the three steps of doing X, Y, and Z. Then what we do is we create a problem. The rest of our call to action is the solution. So let me give you an example so this makes a little more sense. If I was teaching someone, like let's say I own an online baking school or something, like how to make cakes and stuff like that, and I did a YouTube video on how to bake the perfect chocolate chip cookie, I would go, okay, in this video you're going to learn how to bake the perfect chocolate chip cookie. Let's start with step number one. Step one, step two, step three. And then I'd go, okay, guys, those are the three steps to baking the perfect chocolate chip cookie. But you still need the perfect ingredients, otherwise your cookie's not going to taste good. So what we've done is created a free downloadable recipe card that you can get right now. Just click right here, enter your email address, and we'll email it over to you instantly for free. And so that was a very simple call to action. And what we did is we just recapped what we taught them. Hey, guys, here's the three steps to baking perfect chocolate chip cookie. We created a problem, but you still need the perfect ingredients. Otherwise, your cookie's not going to taste good. Like, that's a pretty big problem if you're making cookies. And then our solution was the solution to the problem is we're going to give you the downloadable recipe card. Now, that call to action is still relatable to the topic of the video, right? Because we're giving the ingredients on the chocolate chip cookie. So that's the key thing. Like, your call to action has to offer more value related to the video, but it should go recap, problem, solution. And when you can do that, you start seeing huge, huge, huge results.
Yeah, I mean, it's the age-old concept of tell somebody what you're going to tell them, then tell them, and then tell them what you told them. And so if you use that as the format for your video, then the only piece that you've got left is after you tell them what you tell them, you got to give them a next step to do. I don't know. I mean, I know there are some people that have gone down the rabbit hole with YouTube, you know, and you look up in an hour or 2 hours, or we won't get into some of you. We know how addicted you've gotten to YouTube strings, you know, but the way that we break that cycle when we're a business so that the person doesn't just look for the next funny video is we give them something specific that they can do that interacts with us. You call this number, go to this. I love that. Go to this website here and get this instant free, you know, recipe, if you will, for doing it. That's a great way to snap a person out of that because video is very engaging in that way. You know, we can just watch a video and be like, oh, that's great information, you know, and I love that, you know, and not get snapped back to reality and remember, hey, I actually started this to get the answer to something.
Well, so Brandon, it goes back. Go ahead.
It goes back to?
I was going to say, it goes back to what you were talking about earlier, where it's just like knowing your target market. Because when you know who they are and you tap into those pain points and you just follow the steps we kind of laid out so far, it really makes it irresistible for them to snap out of that like zone of, I want to watch these funny videos. Like if you can just hit that pain point and really get down to who you're marketing to, it's in a very powerful tool to have in your tool belt.
And that's the point, is you need to know your customer well enough that you know what they need. And once you know what they need, then you can begin to start offering them your products, goods, and services, because you're meeting their needs. And that's the reason why I hope all of you are in business, is because you're passionate about what product, good, or service you provide to people. And, you know, you need to help them understand that they need it so that they can then get the help, the relief, the insight, the, you know, practical application, whatever that they need in order to go to the next level. Well, before we go any further, Brandon, I do want to give people an opportunity. If they would like to learn in more detail with you, what can a person do to get you to help them with their videos?
I'd say the first step is to go to soldwithvideo.com, and we have services up there, but we also have a lot of free information, blog posts and other videos and training videos you can go through. And I also think checking out my YouTube channel would be pretty beneficial as well, just to see how we're doing it in my business. So if you wanted to go to youtube.com/soldwithvideo, all one word, you can check out some of my free videos up there as well. And you can even just kind of dissect them, see the process we're using, see how we're doing our call to actions and all that stuff, and you can just copy what we're doing, because what we're doing works really well.
And that ultimately is the best way to do it, is just to do what Sandra Yancey calls rob and duplicate, you know. Take
yep.
what's already working and then just use it. Round wheels roll down the road. You don't need to
yep.
invent a new method to make a wheel roll. That's already been taken care of. Same thing would be true with the videos. So let's give them that URL again. It's soldwithvideo.com. That's SOLDWITHVIDEO.com. Soldwithvideo.com, and it's also Sold with Video on YouTube. I urge you all to check that out and get some insights in what you could do with video.
Yeah, that'd be the spot.
Well, Brandon, you know, the hour whizzes by so quickly, but we like to make sure that we give people some practical things that they could do right now. So the number one thing you definitely mentioned is go and just see what you've done already, you know, so that people can get an idea
yep.
of what they could do with video. What are a couple other things that a person could do to begin to use video in their business right now?
Sure. Okay. So I think after doing this for so many years, the biggest thing that stops people is two things: the fear of being on camera and the technical overwhelm. Like people just think they need a high-end production with these lights and back screens and, you know, whatever. And yeah, sure, that stuff helps make a really good video. But we've done a lot of tests with DSLRs and different cameras and cameras that we have on our phones. I have a Samsung S5, and I have a friend who has the iPhone 6 or 5 or whatever the newest one is, and we've done test recording with our phone versus a DSLR, and you can't tell the difference. So if you're super overwhelmed with like the technical side of video, just sit down with your camera and film your first video. Video really is one of those things, like the more you do, the easier it gets. And so once you break that initial barrier of I can't do it, and you step into it and just record something as simple as with your phone, to start to see how easy it really is. And if you look at my first videos, they're nothing compared to what we're doing now. It really is one of those things, the more you do it, the better you get at it. And so the other side of it too, the fear of being on camera, is I would, if you're just absolutely like mortified of being on camera, there's different styles of videos that you can use that don't require you to be on camera. Maybe have an employee be on camera, maybe use like a PowerPoint style video just to get started. And really try to work up the courage to get on camera yourself or find someone to get on camera. I would say those are the very first two things. Just sit down with your phone, either with yourself or with someone else, and just pump them out. Just remember to be concise, add value, and have a call to action at the end, and you're on your way. That's it. That's all you need.
Well, and I think Sandra D did a good job last week of, you know, talking to us about the fact that once we get to the place where we realize that our presentation on video is not about us, it's about the person that we want to serve, and us sharing our stories, sharing our lives, sharing who we are with others helps them get the breakthrough that they need in their life. And if we hide what we were put here to do from others, then you know, we end up in a place where you know, a person really doesn't get the help they need because the person that has that solution isn't sharing. And so, like I said, you know, it's one of those kind of things. And I like what you said, Brandon, you know, just put your phone, use the back camera instead of the front camera. There's two reasons for that. One, the back camera is a better camera, but two is then you're not looking at yourself. And that's one of the things I found with early video adapters, you know, people that are just doing their first video, is the more they look at themselves, the more that they start second guessing, am I looking in the right place? Am I doing it right? Am I saying it right? What do I look like? Whereas if the camera is not even facing you, then you can't see it. And I would also suggest, rather than you critique it, ask your best friend or your mom or somebody that always is too nice to you, ask them to be the first person to critique your first video and see what they say about it as opposed to what you say about it.
Yep. That's great advice. I never even thought of that. I love that.
You know, I mean, because it's really important that we understand. Let's go back to what I talked about at the very beginning of the episode. A one-minute video is the equivalent of 1.2 million words in a blog post. 1.2 million words. I heard somebody did the math, and that's something like if you wrote a 800-word blog post every hour for like 3 years or something.
You that's know. Insane.
So, you know, I mean, that's the kind of impact that you can have by just simply being yourself. People will see you, and then they'll be like, well, you know, hey, if that person can do it. I mean, think about it. How many times have you looked on YouTube, let's be honest, and you've been like, well, that person really, you know what I mean? We critique them. Let's be honest. We do. You know, we're like, well, you know, if that person can do it, you know. So rather than being harsh about other people, how about if we use that as an encouragement to us? You know, to step out there and we do it too, because as bad as it may have been, they've got one thing on you, and that's that they did it.
Yes, exactly. I love that. Then that's the other thing too. It's very easy to sit back and look at everyone else and, you know, throw your opinions out there. But just like you said, they have one up on you. They were out there doing it. Like, give them props for taking action, and now it's your turn to take action. Get out there. And I still remember the day my very first lead came in from a YouTube video, and it was like the most exhilarating high I've ever had, because it was just like, oh my gosh, like, it didn't cost me any money. It's happening again today, another day. Oh my gosh, all these leads are coming in. And just for that fact alone of like creating something that propels your business to the next level is an amazing feeling. You know, you can't really get anywhere else. So I encourage everyone just to get out there and at least try it, see what happens. And I guarantee if you just follow the formula we lay out here, where it's just you find the profitable keyword, they're very concise by telling them what to do, you follow the call to action we laid out there, it's going to be almost impossible for you not to see results with it. So hopefully that would be a motivation enough to open up a whole nother revenue stream, a whole nother customer stream, a whole nother lead generation stream for you. I mean, who doesn't want more leads and customers and sales, you know?
And so to encourage everybody to do that, here's what I want you to do. This is your call to action for today. For those of you who, you know, want to see behind the curtain, I'm just going to be totally transparent to you. If you're watching this on eWomen Network, there is a place there for you to do comments. If you're watching this from one of our Facebook posts, there's obviously the ability to be able to post comments on Facebook. And if you're watching it on our website, there is, again, the ability to post a comment. What I want you to do in the comment section is not say things like, wow, Steve, that was really packed with information. We don't want that this time. What I want you to do is make a 30-second to one-minute video. It doesn't matter what the content is. Don't worry if you don't have your call to action totally together. Just do it. You know, like Nike says, step out on faith and post that video. We're going to be looking at them. Brandon, I'd really appreciate it if you look at them and give people, tips and insight. At wehelpyouthrive.com/radio, you will find this episode and you can post your 30 to 60 second video right there. Now, the other thing that's going to do for you is that every time this podcast gets listened to, people are going to be looking for comments and they're going to come and look at you, and it's going to give you a little bit of exposure too. So everybody raise your hand and say, I will post my 30 to 60 second video on wehelpyouthrive.com/radio underneath of the episode for driving traffic using video with Brandon Lucero. Okay, now you're committed to it, so now you got to do it.
Love it. Yeah, I'll be in there and take a look at him as well.
I appreciate that, Brandon. Brandon, thanks so much for taking the time today. I know that an hour out of a busy person's life is a really great commitment, and I really appreciate you giving the time to us this morning.
Yeah, of course. I had a lot of fun. I was like giving my brain out to everybody to take and hopefully help them increase their profit and revenue as well. So I appreciate you having me on. It was awesome.
And I want to encourage everybody to remember that you are uniquely brilliant. You were created for a purpose. The world needs you. Kathy and I are here to help you live every day of your life as a thriving entrepreneur. Hope you have a great week. We'll be seeing you on your video on our website, wehelpyouthrive.com. Have a great week.
This is the EWN Radio Network. Thanks for listening to Thriving Entrepreneur today. If you want to get your question answered, send an email to questions@wehelpyouthrive.com. We look forward to you joining us again next time.
Are you ready to be a celebrity expert in your field? Are you your own best-kept secret? Do you have talents you want to share with the world? Are you ready to be seen as an authority? Do you have a message you need to share with the world? You know to your core you can help people if you could just reach them. Kathy and I want to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. Are you ready for this? How would you like to be recognized on top media outlets? What would becoming an Amazon bestseller do for your business? How many people could you inspire? And it doesn't take a lifetime. It doesn't take years. It doesn't take months. In fact, in just 60 minutes, you will become a celebrity expert in your field. In 30 days, you will be a best-selling author, and you will be seen on NBC, CBS, ABC, CNN, Fox, and the Wall Street Journal. How does this work? Will you be interviewed on our show, Thriving Entrepreneur, which will then be broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, and many others, as well as promoted to a network that has a database of over 500,000 people. Your expert interview will be published in your very own book, which is guaranteed to hit best-selling author status on Amazon. Your name and the book title will appear in major media outlets, including ABC, NBC, Fox, CNN. We can guarantee that. Plus, as a bonus, you'll get a custom social media package to promote your book and an MP3 of your interview with 5 key tips on how you can repurpose the content for marketing and sales. Don't be the best kept secret. Get ready to play an A game and be the authority in your field. Go to WeHelpYouThrive.com and click on the authority package to get yours today.